I'm Norman Caruso. Steven, the most anticipated game of the year is coming out this week. Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy.
I'm Steven Duncan. This game actually makes sense because I've always believed that Squall is a DDR-loving neckbeard.
And this is the Level 7 Podcast. And welcome to episode 20 of the Level 7 Podcast.
Oh my god, it is episode 20, isn't it?
The big 2-0, that's correct.
Yeah, one more episode, we'll be legal.
We'll be legal. We can drink. Gonna buy you a drink.
Sure.
Bottoms up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get that purple drink.
Oh yeah. Well, on this episode, we're talking about Angry Birds.
We're also talking about Guild Wars 2.
And our main topic, video game movies. What's your favorite movie based on a video game? Steven?
Answering it right now.
Hey, I just want to know how you've been.
Oh, okay.
You're jumping to conclusions.
I have been well. The House of Duncan has not been in as much flux this week.
I hear you picked up Chrono Trigger.
Yes, I did. Thank you for jumping ahead of me on the topic.
No problem.
Can't even catch a breath, Mr. Caruso. No, but I did. Yeah, I just recently got Chrono Trigger. And by recently, I mean last night. So not even 9 hours ago.
Well, it's good to know you got the card. I don't know if anyone else knows this, but the first time I played Chrono Trigger was on the PlayStation with those wonderful load times.
Oh, the fantastic load times. It really enhanced the experience.
Yeah, but you know what? The full motion video sequences were really cool. So it worth it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're the hand-drawn anime and all that. It's also good to have the cart, too, because you get to hear what the original mixes of the music sounded like. And for an audio nerd like me, that's really important.
Now, my only question is, why isn't Goku in Chrono Trigger? Or Vegeta? Or... Gohan, where's Krillin?
The argument could be made that they are there just subliminally, because I can't say that word. But have you ever looked at Magus? He looks like Piccolo.
He does, but I want Krillin, damn it.
They have a game like that.
They do?
Yeah, well, not. I mean, it's like
the Dragon Ball Z. The one on the Game Boy?
No, they have like a Dragon Ball Z RPG. It was only released in Japan, but it's for the Super Nintendo, and there are fan translations of it.
But I wanted Frog and Krillin to tag team it up.
You know, the argument could be made that Krillin is Frog. How does that sit with you?
You don't say.
The argument could be made, but I don't know if I'm the one to make it.
You know what? Let's just start the show, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Angry Birds is coming to consoles in HD. Activision has plans to bring the popular mobile game to your non-mobile living room. Steven, when will the madness end?
I don't know when it's going to end. It's pretty strong right now. I'm going to stores that have like Angry Bird sections.
Yeah, like clothes, pillows, sex
the
toys.
Dolls. I haven't seen the sex toys.
Well, go to your local Walmart.
Is it in the Walmart? Okay.
Sure.
Usually when I go to Walmart, I go straight to wherever I want. But no, like I've seen the Angry Birds sections like in candy stores.
Yeah.
There's Angry Birds. I have a electronic superstore down the street. It has its own Angry Birds section. It's pretty nuts. Now, Angry Birds coming to consoles is actually a step down, and I'm going to tell you why. I've seen Angry Birds on a television app. You know, you can get apps on your television now if you have a smart TV.
Yes.
Yeah, Angry Birds on a TV. So technically, it's already been in your homes, and I think it's more of a reach to put it on your TV than it is on your console.
Well, I guess I still don't understand the appeal of Angry Birds. I feel like I've played this game a million times. It's just like a cuter version of something I've already played.
Yeah, it's I think to you or I, someone who understands the depth of what the gaming industry can achieve, we're not going to be interested in this. However, for people with like iPhones, iPads, and people who just want to waste time, this is for them. I've seen plenty of people at work just bust out Angry Birds just so that they could waste time. But these are also people who aren't going to go too deep into the gaming industry.
And now they have Angry Birds in space. I think that's the
Yeah.
sequel.
Yeah, this is Angry Birds, I think now is going to start becoming the kind of cash cow that they're going to have to milk, like all these other wonderful franchises that we've seen. So, a recent survey suggests that a third of gamers would rather purchase games digitally than go to the store and purchase them. What are your thoughts?
Well, it makes sense to me. I think everything will be digital in a few years. Everyone's just kind of jumping on board now. And it's sad because like you go see a lot of these used game stores and they're having a lot more sales more frequently on their used games. It's because most people can sit in their living room and download them now.
Yeah,
Virtual
the
console games, Xbox Live Arcade. I mean, you can download full games on these networks, and pretty soon that's going to be the standard. So.
Yeah, I now the I to me the catch is, I mean the general, this is kind of general public knowledge, gamers aren't exactly the most active of clientele.
What do
So
you mean by that?
it means that they would rather sit in their house and, and not venture forth into the light of day or into the dangers of public.
The sun.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there are, I mean, I'm a gamer. I fall into that category some days too, but it's never so bad to a point where I don't want to go get the game for myself from a brick and mortar store. There are, I can see the argument made either way because if you get the game, you just get the game. No one has to talk to you, no one bugs you. I've been to the same GameStop and I've had way different experiences. One that makes me want to go download it digitally, and another that makes me want to, keep going there. I've told you this, I like going to stores. I like I like the aspect of having to go and,
I
it's
do
just something
too.
old school.
I like browsing games. I like picking up the game and looking at the cover. And
Right.
I will say, I hope it sticks around in some form or another.
Yeah, now the yeah. I can muse and all that on this topic for a while, but
Well, shut up.
man.
Guild Wars 2 finally has a release date of August 28th, 2012. The popular MMO without subscription fees has been 5 years in the making. Steven, you think this will be good?
I don't know if it's going to be good. I mean, Guild Wars was generally well accepted, if I'm, remembering correctly.
Guild Wars was, Guild Wars was fun. I did have the first Guild Wars. I didn't play it for too long, but I remember they were saying it's an MMO, but you don't have to pay anything. So I was like, sweet. And it wasn't like a total MMO. I mean, I can't really describe it. It wasn't exactly like an MMO, but I feel like this one they're trying to change that and they're trying to make it more story driven.
Yeah, the thing I've liked about Guild Wars or the premise of Guild Wars is it's supposed to be more casual. You don't have to revolve your life around it.
Right, you can jump in, play for a little bit, then jump out.
Yeah, because I mean, the people that play World of Warcraft, that's I've seen this in person. That's their life. That's what they do. They go to work and then the rest of their life is World of Warcraft.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to speak on. I mean, you can have your own hobbies, sure.
Sarcasm, Steven.
Okay.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, I don't think something should consume your life that much, but
Definitely not.
it was. But I like the premise of an MMO that you ain't got to pay for. And then also, it is, catered to a more casual setting.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever paid to play an MMO. I
I
think I've
haven't.
always done like the free trials, and then I'm like, well, that was fun, and then I cancel my subscription.
Yeah, I've never really been on the MMO bandwagon because I don't like the I don't like the grinding, basically. I don't want to mine for fish.
Yeah, once you get hit a certain level in most MMOs, you have to start grinding.
Yeah, and then it starts to not become fun and just not for me. The Expendables 2 is getting a game. The popular action movie series will get a movie tie-in game this summer. The movie is set to release August 17th. You a fan of the Expendables?
Okay, I watched The Expendables just recently, actually, maybe 2 months ago on Netflix, and it was a pretty cool movie. It was just a straight up action movie. So, Expendables 2 is coming out. I'll probably watch it when it comes out on DVD or something.
I was in I haven't watched the first Expendables. I may or may not. I'm still kind of on the fence. However, I was in the theaters watching the Avengers,
And
and
the trailer came up.
the trailer came up, and what was so funny was the crowd almost stood up and roared at the sight of Chuck Norris.
And
Like,
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis. I mean, it's got
yeah.
all the big action stars,
I
and
do.
it's.
I like the fact that it's stupid. Like, it's an action movie. Like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to be a bit over the top and stuff like that. So that's really cool. But now, will the movie tie-in game be good? Probably not.
Now,
Maybe.
from what I saw from screenshots, it looks like a Contra-esque game. Sort of like the Commando series. It's kind of like that. It's not like a first-person shooter or anything. And I
Well, if
think it's a
it,
multiplayer game.
yeah, I think if it were to go the kind of, let's say it goes first person, if it were like a first person Contra game, like it's a first person bullet hell game, that'd be an interesting premise.
First person bullet hell.
Yeah.
That would be very challenging, I think.
It'd be very challenging, and we haven't really seen it. We've seen games that call themselves gun porn, but we haven't really seen a first
Porn.
person. I'm glad I, got your willy up. We haven't really seen a first person bullet hell. I'd be a little bit more excited if they came out and said that.
Well, go see The Expendables 2 this summer, set to release August 17th.
They're not paying me. I'm not giving them the promo.
We are not getting paid. Well, after this break, we'll go to our main topic. So, the Need for Speed franchise is getting a movie. So, I decided we should talk about our favorite movie based on a video game. And boy, there's quite a few gems in that pile.
Oh yeah, it, all kinds of classics.
We'll be right back.
Fan of the show? Get regular updates on Facebook and Twitter at Level 7 Cast.
Welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, it's time for our main topic. We're going to talk about movies based on video games and what's your favorite. Now, we're talking about this because the Need for Speed franchise is, for whatever reason, is getting a movie.
Yeah, like of all the franchises, why are we doing Need for Speed? Like, why is that getting a movie? I don't understand. My brain does not compute that.
Either someone really likes Top Gun or they really like cars, whatever.
Maybe they saw Too Fast, Too Furious, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. But I just wanted to discuss with you favorite movie based on a video game. So, Steven, out of all these wonderful gems of movies, which one is probably your favorite?
Originally, before I saw this topic this morning, I was half awake. I hadn't had my coffee yet. So what I'm going to say is really stupid, and I'm saying it because it was really stupid. I was originally going to say Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim? Okay.
Scott Pilgrim's not based on a video game. It's based on a book, and then they released a video game.
Yeah, we can't do that. That is very, very close.
But
Scott Pilgrim is a great movie.
Right.
But and, yeah, we can't choose that.
Yeah. It's really disheartening because you see comic book movies, and they're fantastic, right? Especially here lately. The Avengers, The Dark Knight, Scott Pilgrim.
And I liked Watchmen. I don't care what anyone says.
I did too. I really, and I didn't care if there was a big blue dick in my face.
That's right.
So, but then there's video game movies, and they're playing catch up bad, man.
I don't understand. Like, you have the plot written for you. You have the characters already made. Just like, film it. I don't understand messed up.
Sometimes they try to take the plot into their own hands. Think Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Which, that premise of trying to twist Mario, I mean, that's a good premise on paper, but then it's hard to stretch it for 2 hours.
Exactly.
By the way, that's not on my list in no way.
Okay, so what is on your list? I'm curious if Mario's not on there.
I know, and it really took some thought, like a lot of thought.
Did you have to take a walk alone and listen to music?
I was listening to music while I was taking a walk alone on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Which, this is, Rotten Tomatoes does have a list, you know, top 25 video game movies. In that list is the latest Street Fighter movie, that Chun-Li movie.
What?
That should tell you the state of video game.
Oh my god.
Like, that's how bad these movies have been.
That movie is bad.
It's completely awful.
I think I turned it off.
I didn't watch it because I knew it was going to be awful. And the girlfriend, she loves Street Fighter. More specifically, she loves Chun-Li. That's her character. Has been for years. So she wanted to go see the movie, came back to me and was like, it was awful. It's terrible. Don't go see it.
Well, I'm just a big fan of people with really big thighs.
Yeah, but Kristen Keurig doesn't have really big thighs.
It ruined it, and it disappointed me.
Exactly. So, I guess an honorable mention, so I can finally get to what my good one is Mortal Kombat.
I was going to say Mortal Kombat.
Well, I mean, it's... I remember watching that movie a couple of times as a little kid. When I was a kid, I liked the theme song. I'm pretty sure a child of my age shouldn't have been watching it.
But it was a good movie. Like, it was just an action movie, but like the fight scenes were really good, and they had most of our favorite characters. Like, yeah. they had Scorpion, Reptile. Was Sub-Zero in that?
I believe.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think he was. So yeah, they had like all the good characters.
Yeah, and they didn't muck it up by, like, giving Liu Kang a bazooka.
Yeah.
I mean, it tried putting a reasoning behind all the fighting, but that's basically what it was just fighting. So that was kind of cool. But my favorite, I mean, if I had a gun to my head, I had to pick one. This is, I guess, the metaphorical gun to my head. It would be Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
Oh, God.
So, and
no.
No, but here's why. Hear me out.
Okay, all right.
I don't like the continuation of Final Fantasy VII's, like, stuff. Like, I don't like them putting out the PSP game. I actually kind of didn't like them putting out this movie. However, and I'm once again going to tell you, the quality of video game movies is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It looked gorgeous, if not really, really dark. And I like the fight scenes, man. Like, that was pretty, I mean, it was eye candy. And that's about as much as you expect from a video game movie, you know, in this day and age, in 2012. I can't think of a video game movie that had, like, a very interesting plot or like, had all the elements of a good movie. This one just... I could watch it again just for the fight scenes.
Okay, okay. Well, so my two, one was Mortal Kombat, and the other, this is purely a nostalgic choice. It's got to be the Super Mario Brothers movie. I know it's not very good, but for nostalgia's sake, I got to choose it because what other choice do I have? Like, I guess to be fair, I haven't seen every movie based on a video game. I hear Silent Hill was pretty good. I hear the Prince of Persia movie was pretty good, but yeah, I haven't seen them, so I can't choose that. So I got to pick the Super Mario Brothers movie. And I remember watching it when I was really little. I think I saw it when I was living in Scotland, and I didn't care. Like, of course I was confused, like why the Goombas were so huge and yeah, why there were guns and like a city, they were in a city and
why they had jump boots.
Yeah. But I didn't care because they had Ba-bombs and Princess Daisy and Yoshi.
Yeah. It was a whole bunch of name dropping.
Yeah. They had some memorable little cameos there, no matter how weird they were.
Yeah.
So
it, yeah, it's, and I'm going to keep saying this, daggone it, that, you know, we're sitting here saying that our two favorite video game movies are actually not that good.
Yeah. And you know, Bob Hoskins was a good choice for Mario.
Mm-hmm.
But John Leguizamo was a terrible Luigi. He was just obnoxious.
Yeah, it, yeah. I
and
didn't.
And they should be about, like, the same age, I feel like. And it was just clear that Luigi was, like, way younger than Mario. It was just... That bothered me, too.
Yeah, it really was. That whole movie was really odd. Now, there is one movie. I guess it's a movie that I haven't seen. I kind of want to go see. It's Tales of Vesperia, released kind of an offshot, kind of a prequel to the game as an anime.
An anime, okay, yeah.
Yeah. That I kind of want to check out.
There's a few animes. They have a Super Mario anime. They have a Final Fantasy anime.
Yeah. Well, those are more series. This is an actual...
This is a movie.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe it can change my mind and hopefully knock off Advent Children. Because, I mean, it's tough to say that Advent Children is my favorite anything.
Well, so, before we wrap this up, here's a question. If you could take any game and turn it into a movie, what game would it be?
So, it's not going to be any of the new games. It's not going to be anything recent.
Oh my god, like Halo.
No.
Halo should be movie.
No, shut up. Shut up. So, like, some people have said, let's make Mass Effect into a movie. Why? It's already a movie, basically. It's just a, you know, 60-hour movie spread out over three games. Yeah. I mean, the production value on it, no movie is going to do it justice. Correct. So anything of this generation... You can scrap that. But I'm not going to say Final Fantasy because somebody said Final Fantasy and it gave us Advent Children.
I'm going to say the original Ninja Gaiden.
That would be kind of cool.
I think that would be the one on the NES. I think it would be a great movie.
Yeah, that one would definitely be, that one would be really cool. I'd probably lean more towards, you know, like an older JRPG or something, but like I always do.
Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. All right, that's your choice.
Yes. Yes. We're going to leave it right there. I want Mystic Quest as a full-length feature film.
All right, $300 million budget. Should be good.
It'll be great.
All right, well, that's our main topic. When we come back, our last three topics and a piece of mail. We'll be right back.
Want to hear more? View the episode archives at level7podcast.com.
Welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, it's time for our final three topics. Pokemon Black and White 2 has an official release date of Sunday, October 7th, 2012. Steven, are you ready to catch them all again?
Yes, I very much so am. So I
now correct me if I'm wrong. This is the first direct sequel.
Yes.
I mean, like, I've never seen a 2 after a Pokemon game.
Because it hasn't existed.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoy Pokemon games. I really do. And Black and White more so than some of the others, because up until that point, it really felt, some of the games did feel kind of like just an extension of Pokemon, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like Gold Silver was an extension of Red Blue. I mean, there were some improvements. But Black and White felt like a fresh new game because the 100 or so Pokemon that they introduced, that was the only Pokemon that you could catch at the beginning of the game. So it felt contained. You know, it felt like its own thing. You have a whole new set of Pokemon. You kind of have to branch out and try new things instead of just catching a Magikarp, getting him to a Gyarados, and then destroying the game the rest of the way, which you could do in all the other series. I am looking forward to this. It'll also take me off of Pokemon Conquest, which I'm kind of at the end of.
Steven, I'll make a deal with you.
And what is that?
I will purchase Pokemon Black and White 2. You get like the white version, I'll get the black version.
Okay.
And then we can challenge each other on the podcast.
On the podcast?
Yeah, like I haven't bought a Pokemon game since Gold and Silver, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. If we were to do that, it'd have to be a censored version.
Which version of Pokemon Black and White do you have? Like the first one?
I have black, so I kinda want white too.
Well, maybe I can just run out and get white, and then we'll start challenging each other, and I'll beat you with a Caterpie.
A Caterpie.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go. And then I'll battle you with my Weedle.
Weedle.
Yeah, this is. Doesn't that sound dirty? I'm gonna battle you with my Weedle.
I'm gonna get my Parasect all over you.
Oh my God.
Parasect.
Anyway, happy birthday, Atari. Atari turned 40 years old this past week. Any words for the former video game giant?
Happy birthday, Atari. You were once great, not so much anymore.
All right, so, yeah, that's great words for somebody. Could you imagine saying that to somebody on their actual 40th birthday?
You were once a great man.
But not
woman.
So much
not
anymore.
Not so much anymore. Well, yeah, Atari is responsible for kind of bringing video games to living rooms, making them more mainstream, putting out Pong in the arcades. So Atari was a huge deal back then. When Nintendo came, they kind of pushed Atari to the side, and Atari hasn't been the same since. They're owned by like a French company now. Just not what they once were. They're still around. They just make games now, but
are they still around?
Yeah, they just do software now, and like they put out a lot of like remixed versions of their classic arcade games, like Centipede and
Frogger,
stuff like that.
Yeah, it is kind of weird to see, you know, Atari. You're right. I mean, they brought everything to the forefront, and without Atari, we wouldn't have the popularity of video games, I don't think. You know, even though the crash of 83 happened, they still show that video games can be a viable market as long as it's done right. And then, you know, like you said, after that, it was just all downhill. They don't really do anything. The whole putting out rehashed versions of their old arcade classics reminds me of like a 60-year-old rock star who is still playing hits from that he wrote when he was 20, except now instead of playing them to a, you know, to an arena, they're playing them to a smoky piano bar.
And that's basically what's happening. Like, most people that buy like the remixed versions of classic arcade games are older gamers.
Right.
Like, new gamers aren't really that interested in that.
No one cares about Frogger and his short shorts.
That's right. Although I think Midway did Frogger. I don't think Atari did Frogger.
Whatever. I can be wrong again.
You are wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, our final topic, the 3DS XL, it's getting its own Circle Pad Pro accessory. What the hell, Nintendo? Seriously?
I guess to answer the question, seriously, like, this is happening.
Why didn't they just build it into the 3DS XL?
I know. It's so, so silly. And this, so we were talking about a 3DS XL we wouldn't think would be clunky. This would make it clunky. Like, if I had to add on an accessory just to get my second.
A big chunk of plastic. I mean, the XL is going to be big enough, and then you have to attach it to this giant piece of plastic just to get a second analog stick.
Yeah, and now what games use a second analog stick?
Kid Icarus.
Okay.
Kid Icarus.
That's a very good pronunciation by you.
I stole that from Eric of Let's Get. So shout out to Eric.
Okay.
Kid Icarus.
Yeah. It's... I don't... You're right. They should have just built it in. Nintendo's making some really weird choices with their hardware here lately. This one, you know, like, I told you so with the 3DS XL. I don't think anyone could have predicted they were going to release a second analog stick, like, almost at launch. Like, it's going to be right there with it, I think.
Let's burn it down. Let's burn down Nintendo headquarters.
I'm not going to go that far. Not until the Wii U completely fails.
Burn down Hot Topic.
Yeah, that we can do.
Let's do it. I just don't understand why you've got this giant version of the 3DS. Just add the second analog stick and people will be happy.
Yeah, and the thing...
And by the way, Reggie Fils-Aimé came out and was like, oh, gamers can never be satisfied. They always want more. And it's like, well, when you do crap like this, like, why do you think people complain?
It's not necessarily want more, just want better. Which is a better decision.
All right, let's go to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yep, so just one mail today, and he actually has pity on us. It's a pity mail.
Oh, man.
We've
hit a low point in the Level 7 podcast.
This one, and on our 20th episode of all things.
Yeah.
This one is from, this is how he signed it, Superstar Nuggets.
All right.
Yeah, I hope that's not his...
It's a new breakfast cereal.
Okay. I'm hoping it's not his birth name.
Well...
So, the email reads, "Greetings, Norman and Steven. I've been following your podcasts for a while, anticipating each episode with great interest. I decided to write to you guys because not too many people seem interested in providing feedback, and I always feel sympathy for those that don't get a steady supply of fan mail. Thanks.
I want to cry.
I know. Thank you for emailing us, and thank you for reminding us that we're not popular.
Yeah, thank you. We're still working on that multi-million-dollar contract with IGN.
You just wait. We'll be something one day.
That's right.
Okay, now that I've dried my tear ducts out. He continues, "I've noticed on the show that whenever the words kingdom and hearts are mentioned in the same sentence, usually together, feelings of disgust are expressed on your part. What is..." Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
What is it about the Kingdom Hearts series that you guys dislike or hate? I'm not trying to cast an inquisition upon you. Believe me, there are some things about Kingdom Hearts that even I hate. But I would like to see each of your opinions of the franchise.
You go first.
Oh,
since
God.
Your hate is much greater than mine.
Oh, it's severely greater, and it's not one of those things where I saw Squaresoft with Disney and freaked out. Because I don't know if you remember this, Norm, when it came out, that was a lot of people's problem, was the mixing of the two, and they really didn't like it. I was actually really cool with it. Sword slashing Daffy Duck, I was all kinds about it. Not Daffy. What's the Donald? There we go.
Okay.
The one
wearing a sailor suit.
Yeah, there we go. I'm getting my childhood confused. So I was actually all about it, bought the game with really high expectations.
As did I.
Yeah, and I could not finish it.
Yeah.
Because now the other reason I was really excited was it was a 3D action RPG. And I love action RPGs. Secret of Mana.
Yeah,
Secret of Mana was one of my favorite games.
Legend of Mana.
Yeah, Legend of Mana was fantastic. I loved that game.
Yeah.
And then there was Castlevania, Symphony of the Night. You know, I loved action RPGs. And then, hey, this is a 3D one. It's supposed to have some polish to it. Sweet. And then I played it, and the camera did a backflip, and I turned it off.
Yeah, the camera was bad. I thought the combat was pretty mediocre and repetitive.
Yeah, it was
nothing really like stood out to me. Like,
right.
And then it was just like this.
The
characters bothered me. Like, I didn't like the main character. I didn't care if he died or whatever happened to him.
Right. The polish that we were hoping was there wasn't there. Like you said, the combat was really clunky. The platforming that was supposed to be there was awful.
It was
like Sora's big-ass feet was getting in his way every time he jumped or land.
Yeah, the platforming was horrible. And there was one level in particular where I think that's when I quit, too, where the platforming just got so bad.
Yeah, and this was just the first game. Neither of us have continued on the series. Since this game has come out, I've tried replaying this game on 3 or 4 separate attempts, and I usually get to about the same area before I get really frustrated with all the game mechanics. And then seeing the franchise keep going, and they keep adding more characters and more plot elements and more questions, and just branch after branch after branch on different systems. What's a remake? What is a side story? What is canon? I just, this
3D,
series.
3D dream drop.
Yeah.
Something.
What is going on? I'd be okay if this franchise ended. Jesus Christ, I'd be happy if this ended.
End it or redo it with new characters and make it a J-pop fanboy dream.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and please fix the gameplay mechanics. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sums up. I think we feel pretty similarly about Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's just I'm much more of a black hole where my heart is kind of guy, so that's why I hate it more.
Thank you for your email, Superstar Nuggets.
Yes, thank you very much. It was a very, very good email.
I hope your breakfast cereal works out for you. If that's your intent with the name.
Yeah, or just a chain of really awesome Chicken McNugget ripoffs.
Heck yeah.
Wouldn't that be sweet? Just a chain of restaurants with nothing but like chicken tenders and chicken nuggets.
If I was driving down the road and saw a sign that said Superstar Nuggets and had like a dancing chicken,
you'd have to try it, right?
I would pull over and try it.
Be awesome.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up episode 20 of the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, it's been good recording with you for 20 episodes, and here's to 20 more.
Okay, I was about to say, that really sounded like a goodbye, and I was like, no, Norman!
Steven, you're fired.
No!
My new co-host is my cat.
I was going to say it was going to be like a sock puppet.
Yeah, I can't pull that off.
Oh.
So we'll be back next week. Steven, what's for lunch?
Well, so last week I said I was going to have ramen noodles, and then we ventured forth out into the great wilderness and went and got chicken and waffles.
Oh, that's so good.
This week, though, yeah, it's probably going to be ramen noodles.
Yeah, I can't eat out twice in 1 week. Can't do it.
I can.
Okay. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Level 7 Podcast. Until next time. Until next time, take care.
Goodbye.